Have you ever looked at your sectional chart and thought about what happens when something crosses into airspace where it doesn't belong? Not a student pilot busting a Bravo shelf. Something with no pilot on board, no transponder, no clearance, and no intention of following the rules. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Overnight on May 6th, two unmanned aircraft entered Latvian airspace from Russian territory and crashed in the eastern Latgale region near the city of Rzeszów. Latvian authorities confirmed the incursions. No injuries were reported. No damage on the ground beyond the drones themselves. But the implications of this event reach well beyond a couple of wrecked airframes in a field. Today's edition of ATIS is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So, let's get back to Latvia. Here's what you need to know. Latvia is a NATO member state. Its eastern border with Russia runs about 270 kilometers. The Latgale region sits right along that border, and it has been a point of heightened vigilance ever since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began in 2022. This is not the first time a drone has crossed into a NATO country's airspace from the east. Romania, Poland, and the Baltic states have all reported incidents over the past 2 years, but each time it happens, the aviation security conversation gets louder. Now, these were not large military platforms. Early reporting suggests they were likely the type of long-range one-way attack drones that have become a fixture of the conflict in Ukraine. The thinking is that these drones went off course. They were probably aimed at targets in Ukraine, lost guidance or ran out of fuel, and continued on a ballistic trajectory into Latvian territory. That is the most likely explanation, but likely and confirmed are two different words, and Latvian authorities have not yet released a final determination on origin or intent. What matters for the aviation world is the airspace security response. Latvia activated military and civilian coordination protocols immediately. The country's Air Force monitored the situation in real time. And this is where it connects to something every pilot should be paying attention to. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency, known as EASA, along with national aviation authorities across Eastern Europe, have been issuing and updating conflict zone airspace warnings continuously since 2022. If you're flying anywhere in the European theater, you need to be checking notices to air missions with a level of diligence that frankly did not exist 5 years ago. For pilots based in the United States, you might be thinking, this doesn't affect you directly. And on the surface, that's fair. You're not filing a flight plan through Latvian airspace on your way to get a $100 hamburger, but the headline doesn't tell the whole story. First, the drone incursion problem is not exclusively a European issue. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has been dealing with unauthorized drone activity near airports, military installations, and critical infrastructure across the United States for years now. The difference is scale and context. In Europe, the drones crossing borders are coming from an active conflict zone in the US. Most unauthorized drone flights are recreational operators who either don't know the rules or don't care. But the detection and response challenge is remarkably similar. How do you identify, track, and if necessary, neutralize a small unmanned aircraft that isn't talking to anyone? Second, this incident is fueling the push for expanded counter-drone authority in both Europe and the United States. Right now, the legal framework for shooting down or disabling a drone over domestic airspace is complicated. In the US, federal law restricts who can take action against an unmanned aircraft. The FAA doesn't have shoot-down authority. That falls to the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense under very specific circumstances. Legislation has been introduced multiple times to expand that authority to state and local law enforcement, but it keeps stalling over concerns about privacy, due process, and the potential for collateral damage from electronic countermeasures near airports. Latvia's situation puts a sharp point on why this matters. When a drone crosses your border uninvited, the clock is ticking. You don't know if it's carrying a payload. You don't know if it's a navigation error or something deliberate. And every minute you spend in a legal gray area is a minute that drone is in your airspace. Third, and this is the part that hits closest to home for general aviation pilots, drone incursions drive temporary flight restrictions. They drive airspace closures. They drive delays when a drone is spotted near an airport in the United States. Operations can grind to a halt. We have seen it at Newark, at Gatwick in the United Kingdom, at Dubai. A single small unmanned aircraft can shut down a major airport for hours. Now imagine that scenario at a scale where drones are crossing international borders. The airspace management implications are enormous. The FAA has been investing in remote identification technology, what they call remote ID, which requires most drones operating in US airspace to broadcast identification and location information. The compliance deadline has already passed, and enforcement is ramping up. Remote ID is a step in the right direction, but it only works for drones that are equipped with it. A rogue drone, whether it's a hobbyist who pulled the module or a foreign military platform that wandered off course, isn't going to be broadcasting its credentials. This is why detection technology is the next frontier. Companies are developing radar systems, acoustic sensors, and radio frequency scanners specifically designed to pick up small unmanned aircraft. Some airports in the US and Europe are already testing these systems, but widespread deployment is expensive and the technology is still maturing. Now let me bring this back to what happened in Latvia overnight. The two drones crashed. They didn't hit anyone. They didn't cause significant damage by some measures. This is a non event. But by the measure that matters most, sovereign airspace was violated by unmanned aircraft originating from a country engaged in an active military conflict. That is a significant aviation security event, full stop. NATO has responded to these incidents with increased air patrols along the eastern flank. The Baltic Air Policing Mission, which rotates fighter aircraft from NATO allies through bases in Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, has been operating at an elevated tempo for over 3 years now. Every time a drone or a manned aircraft from Russia approaches or enters NATO airspace, those fighters scramble. It is a resource-intensive operation, and the drone threat is making it more complex because the traditional intercept model was designed around manned aircraft that show up on radar and respond to radio calls. Drones do neither reliably. This affects you if you're planning any international flying in Europe this year. The Notice to Air Mission System, the International Civil Aviation Organization Conflict Zone Information, and EASA's safety directives are your primary sources. Do not assume that because a route was clear last month, it is clear today. Airspace restrictions in Eastern Europe have been dynamic, and they change based on exactly this kind of event. For domestic pilots, pay attention to the counter-drone conversation as it develops. The regulatory framework that emerges from these incidents, both overseas and at home, will shape how airspace is managed around your home airport. If expanded detection and response systems get deployed near major airports, there may be new procedures, new frequencies to monitor, new restrictions in certain areas. It is too early to say exactly what that will look like, but the direction of travel is clear. Unmanned aircraft are forcing a fundamental rethinking of how we manage shared airspace. One more thing worth noting: Latvia handled this incident without panic. The military tracked the drones, confirmed they crashed in an unpopulated area, secured the sites, and began an investigation. The civilian aviation system was not significantly disrupted. That is what a well-coordinated response looks like. It is also the result of 3 years of practice and preparation along NATO's eastern border. The lesson for aviation authorities everywhere is that preparation matters more than reaction. You want your detection, coordination, and response protocols tested and refined before you need them. Not During Today's reporting comes from AeroTime, and you can find the full story at their site. More at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Keep your head on a swivel out there. It's not just airplanes sharing the sky anymore.